Right now I'm talking with Stephen Andrews, a professor of soil and related items at the University of California. When the soil gets dried out in drought, what happens to it?
Well, the pore spaces are filled with more air than they are water, and sometimes the soil can become crusted and compacted, and it becomes harder to work, and certainly it makes it very difficult for plants to survive. So one of the things I'm talking about is how to prepare your backyard and keep your landscape vegetation and your veggies growing during the dry times that are ahead of us.
Let's hit a couple of the high points on that right away. What's the first thing to do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is kill your lawn, because the lawn is the largest component of water use within the residential environment. If you get rid of your lawn, you're looking at easily reducing your water consumption at home by 20 to 50% and maybe more. So number one would be get rid of your lawn, and you can do that through a process called sheet mulching, which is a fantastic way to help rejuvenate the soil, maintain soil quality. And that process uses compost, recycled wood mulch, recycled cardboard, burlap, or newspaper, and you do a lasagna-type arrangement. It snuffs out the grass and at the same time stimulates the soil organisms to break down that material, and it helps make the soil more workable, increases the moisture content considerably, and will help keep the rest of your landscape looking good and weed-free.
And if you just don't water for the duration?
You're going to need to do some watering. I recommend that people really look at the landscape and go to very low water use or low water use plants. And there's something called Wolcols, the water use classification of landscape species, and you can Google that. It's basically a laundry list by region that looks at various plant materials and how much water they actually require. So convert your landscape by getting rid of the lawn, going to California natives and Mediterranean plants, and use the ones that are of the lowest water use category, and you'll find yourself being able to sustain your landscape much better during the drought time.
How practical is it to try to reuse excess water from the kitchen or the shower in the yard?
That's actually a fabulous thing, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that. It's called gray water, and we're going to see more gray water systems. They're now legal in California. Take water from your washing machine and plumb it out to your yard to water your fruit trees or your landscape. Another thing to do is plan for next year by putting in a rainwater catchment system. The average roof sheds about 14,000 gallons of water during the raining season, and that's water that basically has been directed to go down a downspout, down a driveway, to a curb and a storm drain, and it's a tremendous waste.
Is there anything you should add to the soil to help it get through the dry spell?
Compost, compost, compost. Organic matter, that is, every 1% increase in organic matter will quadruple the water-holding capacity of your soil. Most of our soil is fairly poor and has been highly abused. Soil is our most neglected natural resource. So by taking our scraps from the kitchen, taking our prunings, deadheading our flowers and things, and turning that into good, high-quality compost, using it in our yard is not only improving soil quality, but it's also eliminating material from having to go to a landfill, and so you'll be lowering your carbon footprint and a lot of other good things. And when you're applying compost, it should be 1 to 2 inches on the surface. It does not have to be roto-tilled in. The organisms will come and do their thing, and you should be applying that every 2 to 3 months. And then, of course, to maintain the moisture content, it should be covered with at least 3 inches of recycled wood mulch. And that wood mulch will keep out the weeds and maintain that soil moist, and it's also going to act as a food source for our critical soil organisms. And one other key thing, do not use any kind of fertilizer, either organic or inorganic sulfate. When you use fertilizer, you stimulate new plant growth. That plant growth needs what? More water. And if the plant doesn't get the water that it needs, you're going to stress it out, and that's going to bring pests. So don't fertilize.
Dr. Andrews, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today, and let's pray for rain.
Let's pray for rain. Everybody get out your rain rattles and start shaking.